This is Mary Emerson, and I'm going to be speaking this time about my experiences with wireless networking and making the gradual change from a wired broadband network to kind of midway between wired and wireless. And this is just going to be sharing my experiences with this, and I hope some of this will be of interest to some of you and maybe unravel some of the terminology problems and some of the information with regard to this subject. Before we proceed here, I need to describe a little bit about my setup, what I have here. I have two computers. Both of them are desktops, although the first one is pretty much a permanent desktop. It runs Windows Millennium Edition. The second one I purchased in March of this year, and although it's a desktop machine, the design of the machine is quite unique. It looks very much like a standard Windows keyboard, but all of the computer parts are inside of the keyboard, so essentially what you have is a keyboard that weighs about 10 pounds. So although it's not really a desktop, or a laptop, it's sort of a combination of both, because you can put the thing on your lap and you do have to plug it in to use it. So it is a bit more portable than the other machine, but it does have a full Windows keyboard, which is what I prefer. And it's one of the reasons why I didn't go to a laptop when I wanted a second machine. This second machine runs Windows XP, Home Edition. And because of this, it has some wireless networking and some other networking stuff built in to XP. It also has a firewall built in. The Millennium machine does not have that. So this explains some of the setup that I'm going to be discussing later on. I suppose one of the things I need to discuss is why I wanted to go wireless with my second machine. One reason is that I wanted to have the portability to be able to use this machine in different rooms. I also, and this is the prime reason, wanted to be able to use this machine in conjunction with my stereo system without having to deal with an FM transmitter, which I've been doing previously. And I have successfully set this up so that it works quite well. I can move the machine across the room to a place that's very close to my stereo system. I can then hook up a connector to the sound card with the other end of the connector connected into my stereo and have a wonderfully clear and almost flawless internet signal coming directly from the modem to my wireless PC to the stereo system, and it works very, very well. You can even step around and in front of the computer, and it doesn't interrupt the signal at all. So I didn't really want to put the two PCs together or link them in a LAN. All that I really wanted was two independent machines which would be used for different functions. So that was the purpose of what I did, and admittedly it's quite unusual because most people, when they deal with networking, they want to set up an actual network or a local access network or LAN for short. But I didn't want that. I wanted two computers that I could use for two different things, two distinct purposes, and I have succeeded in this. When I first moved to broadband about 2 years ago, I installed some Intranet 300 software on my Windows Millennium machine, and this came directly from my internet provider, which at the time was Pacific Bell. But during the year or so that I was using the software, I wondered if there was a way around this. Why do I need to have software that connects me to the modem that will in turn connect me to the internet? Isn't there a way to use a router or a direct connection, some way that I can have this thing start up when my computer gets turned on or when the router turns on? And it turned out that there was a way, although it did cost me quite a bit at the time. In January of this year, I purchased from SBC, which is my current provider, what they call an all-in-one business router. It's made by Cayman, C-A-Y-M-A-N, and it cost quite a bit. It ran around $350, perhaps a bit more than that. And I got it directly from SBC. although you can get information about this from the Netopia website. That's www.netopia.com. They have all sorts of routers and modems and different things. What I purchased was a Cayman business router, which has a DSL modem built into it. And it has four RJ45 jacks on the back of it, which look very much like large phone jacks. And you can hang off pretty much anything from this thing, and it'll work quite well. I have had one of my computers directly connected to the router, and just recently I added the wireless access point, which I'm going to talk about next. In order for a wireless PC to receive signals from the Internet, there needs to be some type of wireless modem or access point. Many people, instead of getting a regular modem, will get a wireless router slash modem, which looks pretty much like a regular broadband modem, except that it sends signals out to whatever wireless adapter will receive them. However, since I had spent big bucks for the Cayman modem, I decided that what I really wanted was an access point. What this does is it connects via a crossover cable to your wired modem, which in my case was the Cayman modem, and the cable connects the modem to the access point, which is essentially a flat box, probably about 2 or 3 inches square, maybe a little bigger than that. And the access point is the thing that sends the wireless signal out to whatever wireless computer you've got. So, what I have spoken of so far is the modem that's connected to your phone line. And connected to that modem is the wireless access point, which is not really wireless because it has the jack that connects the modem to itself, and then it also has an AC adapter that you have to plug into the wall. Now, there's a third piece of equipment, and this is the wireless adapter. And for every computer that you want to be wireless, you have to have one of these. And fortunately, they are quite cheap. At least the one that I got only cost about $30. The access point probably ran around $120. The wireless adapter can come in various forms. If you have a laptop PC, you can get a PCMCIA card, which will work with your laptop, and you can just slide it in there and it'll work. You can also get an Ethernet card, although it isn't really Ethernet. It's just a PCI card that you can put into your machine if you happen to have a desktop that you want to be wireless. In my case, I had an empty USB port, and I wanted to plug a wireless adapter into that and use it. So that is precisely what I did, although I had to go to a different brand to be able to do that. And I'll tell you the equipment that I got. They are quite compatible, but there are a couple of downsides. The access point that I purchased was a D-Link, that's D-L-I-N-K, DWL-2000AP. This 2000AP is all written together as one word. And it's an AirPlus Extreme. That's X-T-R-E-M-E. AirPlus is A-I-R-P-L-U-S. Now, as I said, I would have stayed with D-Link if they had had a proper wireless adapter that would have worked quite well. However, since they didn't have a USB adapter, I had to get a Siemens, which is S-I-E-M-E-N-S. I bought a SpeedStream wireless adapter. It's just a wireless USB adapter. I don't have a model number for that, but this thing was so aggressive that it just seemed to find my access point right away. I had no trouble with it. Installing this stuff is really quite easy. Although I got a CD with the access point, which is the thing that plugs into the modem, I did not have to use the CD to set this up. It just set itself up. And then when I installed the adapter, I did have to run the installation program, which was quite standard and quite easy. The downside, one of the downsides to this, is that although they include a utility so that you can set things up for encryption, say you want 128-bit encryption, or you want to set something else up, the utility to set up the wireless adapter doesn't seem to be accessible by JAWS. If you want to change anything, however, for the access point, you can do that quite easily. It's a matter of going out to a website and logging in as admin, A-D-M-I-N, and you can change all sorts of things out there. You can add encryption or set up a password so that nobody else can go out and play around with your settings. And there are a number of other things you can do. However, if you do that and you cannot change the wireless settings, then you're not going to be able to connect because one side, for example, would be encrypted. The other side would not be ready to receive encryption. So that's just one of the things that isn't going to work. That's the downside. Another downside is that my favorite firewall, which is Seagate Firewall, I had been using this with my PCs for a couple of years, doesn't seem to work with wireless connections. I got it working fine with the Ethernet connector on both of my machines, but for some reason it doesn't seem to activate when I bring up the system with just a wireless connection. So, unfortunately, that's just the downside of that. However, there is a built-in firewall with Windows XP. It's quite rudimentary, but it will work. And I run that, and it seems to be all right. Once you install the wireless adapter, you activate the access point, and they should connect quite easily. I've discovered that every time you boot up the machine, however, you don't get immediate access to the network or to your internet connection. So I have found the quickest and easiest way is just to disconnect the cable for the wireless adapter. Just take it out of the USB port and plug it back in, and it'll go out and find the access point, and you'll be fine. Another thing that you might want to do to kind of fine-tune some settings is when you go into the control panel, there is a little item called network settings or something similar to that, or networking. When you're in there, one of the five items, it's one of the last ones for Windows XP, is wireless. You go into that and you can tab through some of the items and adjust a few things here and there. However, again, if you adjust encryption, for some reason it isn't going to work. So I have kept that turned off, but I have activated the firewall from within the wireless networking, and it seems to work quite well. So those are some of the ins and outs with regard to wireless networking. I hope some of this has been some help to some of you. I know I've had some trouble trying to sort out what I've needed, what I haven't needed. There's been a lot of terminology confusion. There's been a lot of information out there. In fact, there's been so much information, it took me a while to try to sort through and figure out what I needed, what I didn't need. Why did I not need some of this? Why did I need some of this other stuff? And it's kind of difficult trying to unravel some of this information. So I hope that some of this has been helpful. If you need to contact me, my email address is Mary Emerson, MaryEmerson at sbcglobal.net. And the spelling for SBC Global is Sam Baker Charlie, GLOBAL, that's all one word, .net. And if you have any questions about this subject or any suggestions, which are certainly welcome, on how I could perhaps improve or how some of the other people listening to this could improve their settings, then it might be worth producing a main menu article on the subject, because I think this is something that has not been covered, and it really is quite important. Perhaps some of you who have done wireless networking with laptops and have been able to go out to Starbucks or some of the other places that have wireless access might want to talk some about that, because I think that would be very interesting. It seems to be one of the big trends that people are doing these days, and there's no reason why we as blind people couldn't experience some of the same sort of information and access as sighted people are doing. So if you have any comments on this subject, please email me. I will not be able to respond to people sending me questions about why their particular setup is not working because I don't have access to their computers and I don't know what they're working with or how their computers are set up. But any other comments or suggestions are certainly welcome, and I thank you for listening.